Yes.
If it sounds better than it actually is, we didn't have Ion around.
Yes, and when they're talking to all of them, it's like you see this concept Zappa had of the continuity. What was the name he used?
Incestuousness.
No, it's like everybody's.
Oh, the conceptual continuity.
Conceptual continuity.
Yeah.
Without knowing. At the end, everybody is working to go back to the right frequency.
Right. The audience is in the act, is helping create the new music. And
yeah,
that becomes
the
obvious.
Everything.
Right. The co-creating of the music by the audience becomes obvious in the later electronic technologies. Not so obvious when people are sitting in rooms and looking with their eyes at the music. Watching the
musicians
read
it.
Yes,
and now we're in a situation where you have your studio in your hand. You can have in your iPhone or your iPad.
You are now Orpheus. You tune the whole world and all the media added to it.
Yeah, so
Orphic Baroque Spirals. You're welcome. Thanks for. I don't know. I think we did a six. Yeah, we did about 6 hours of the first Zappa hour.
Yeah, there is so much to squeeze, and we talked only in general. We didn't went into a specific
right.
songs or pieces. But maybe
we will.
Next time they will join us and we can go more into the musical.
Right. Okay, well, have a good day. And Bert and I think I'll play another Zappa cut and I'll set up for the rewrite.
Yes, and another thing, how did you choose the ending of Payday?
How did I choose it?
Yes, because it's also, I think, it's not a coincidence that it's Zappa who ends
the closed song
every time.
I don't know what you're talking about. How did I choose to end Payday?
Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite song. One of my favorite songs is what is it? Muffin Man. And what's good at the end, the main thing I liked about it, he says, good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are. That's the dispersed electronic reality. So that sentence, I wanted to end with that sentence. And then you play the little bit before we introduce the musicians. You're supposed to imagine that whoever's been participating tonight is Napoleon Murphy Brock. You know, you're Napoleon Murphy Brock. Bert is Tom Fowler. You know, the names of the band are referring to who are the Ionettes that spoke. So it's a perfect ending.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect ending. I doubt everything we said.
You what? You doubt? Yes, me too.
I doubt everything we said.
I'm sorry we canceled Payday. We didn't make it in time, and so you guys have just been listening to a recording.
Doubt everything.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I doubt that you'll doubt everything. You ain't gonna doubt. You're a scared chicken to doubting. You know how to doubt. I doubt it.
Yes.
Okay.
I also look at the white ceiling. And doubt.
You're stunned. We just heard, it's so great to begin with Zappa talking to Verez. I mean, about influence.
Yeah.
That was very apt.
Yes. Maybe we should ask Verez, now that he's in the non-physical, what about this ionization piece?
Right. Let's see if he knew.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Okay. Doubt everything. Roger, bye.
Okay, see ya. Okay, so anybody else here who's talking? Well, Sean's here from England. So let me play a Zappa music, and I'll set up the rewrite. Okay, Bert, you got to go soon?
No, I'm here. Bob.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so what can I play? I might switch it. I'll start off with this. Thank you.
Bruce Fowler on trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Jerry Bozio on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, Denny Wally on slide, George Duke on keyboards, Captain Beefheart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Thus ends our Zappa segment. Let's see, Bert, you still here?
Yes.
It's the first time you are the only one here, the only one live on the phone.
Bob, what was the first song that you played for Zappa, that first song in that round?
Was that the fast guitar?
Yes. The guitar, yeah, it started off slow, and then the guitar came in.
That was a version of Cruising for Burgers. Let me just see. I played that, and then what did I play? Then I played this, the oldies. It was. Is this what you mean?
That
is that what
second,
you mean?
I think. No, the one before that.
What was it? Oh, I know. That was 1970. Burnt Weenie Sandwich. Really great. This one.
Yes.
Yeah. That's from the album. I think it's the album Burnt Weenie Sandwich, about 1970. Live, a mixture of things, I think. Been a while since I've heard this. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
That's a good song. I'm trying to debrief myself before we do this series, but past few days since we got the idea, I haven't had time to listen to everything. Can't remember a lot of it, but that's why I'm starting at the beginning, work my way through with the perspective that
it'll be really fun and enjoyable to listen to you when you fill in the blanks as far as a lot of things that folks don't know about Zappa, because he's a very interesting character. Very interesting.
Yeah. So let's start. So we ended with the good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are. I end, for those new people, in every Saturday night show going to Sunday morning, anywhere from 14 to 18 hour show, we end with that. Sign off by Frank.